With Empire KBCR News, I'm Sharina Wad. It's 12:33. According to the Associated Press, a man whose truck was being impounded suddenly grabbed a rifle and opened fire, killing a California Highway Patrol officer and wounding two others before he was killed by officers. Other drivers ran for cover and two people were slightly injured as dozens of bullets flew shortly after 5:30 p.m. Monday, just off the 215 freeway in Riverside. It all started when 49-year-old Aaron Luther of Beaumont was pulled over by CHP officer Andre Moyer Jr. for an unspecified violation. According to authorities, while Moyer was doing paperwork to impound the pickup truck, Luther reached into the vehicle, grabbed a rifle, and fatally wounded the officer. After the shooting began, Moyer was able to call for help. Officers from the CHP, Riverside Police, and Riverside County Sheriffs responded. Arriving CHP officers engaged the suspect, and during the exchange of gunfire, Luther was killed. Two other CHP officers were wounded, one critically. Family members said Officer Andre Moyer was 33 years old and had been with CHP for about 4 years. Luther's father says his son served prison time for attempted murder, but was released more than a decade ago. He says he doesn't know what his son was doing with a gun as a felon, which is illegal. Authorities did not immediately say what prompted the officer to stop and impound the truck. Investigators didn't immediately know where the gunman came from or where he was headed. After the shooting, dozens of law enforcement officers gathered outside of the hospital in nearby Moreno Valley. Snipers were posted on the roof as a precaution. Dozens lined up and saluted as the officer's flag-draped body was removed from the hospital and placed in a hearse. Motorcycle officers then led a procession as the hearse was driven to the county coroner's office. Lawmakers grilled California State University leaders at a hearing Monday over a $1.5 billion surplus fund it failed to disclose to students and the state. Capital Public Radio's Scott Rodd has this story.
Legislators like Democratic Assemblywoman Shirley Weber pulled no punches at the hearing. She worked at Cal State following the recession and says while the institution hoarded money, employees took steep pay cuts.
It is really shameful that we allowed that to happen at a time when we were doing other things in terms of increasing fees and people believing that they were contributing to the life and growth of our institution, that it was a sacrifice they made because they loved the CSU, because they loved the institutions of California.
A state audit earlier this year determined the $1.5 billion fund was not unlawful, though it criticized Cal State for its lack of transparency. But university officials pushed back. Chancellor Timothy White said the fund was set aside for legitimate purposes and criticized the audit as inaccurate.
Its sensationalized language, predictably, was amplified and distorted in extensive statewide media coverage. These inflammatory articles and reports misled and confused the public in such a way that risked unfairly tarnishing the California State University's reputation.
Cal State does plan to implement recommendations included in the audit, such as publishing additional information online about its surplus. In Sacramento, I'm Scott Rodd.
A brush fire that erupted Monday in Beaumont scorched roughly 20 acres before it was contained. The non-injury blaze was reported about 9:20 a.m. along David Mountain Road, just west of Highway 79, on the southwestern edge of the city, according to the Riverside County Fire Department. An agency spokeswoman said that 17 engine crews and six hand crews, numbering more than 150 firefighters, were sent to the location and encountered flames burning through vegetation at a moderate rate. No homes or other structures were damaged. With the help of a CAL FIRE water-dropping helicopter, crews stopped the fire by 10:30 a.m. They were expected to remain at the scene, mopping up, until mid-afternoon. The cause of the fire was under investigation. Here and Now continues. With Empire KBCR News, I'm Sharina Wadd.